I think that when we heard about the nomination, we were a little bit surprised because South Africa is lucky enough to have a range of judges who have excellent constitutional experience, better experience, frankly, than he has. So we were surprised because we thought he was one of the less experienced judges. When our legal researchers started to dig into his past and look at some of his decisions, frankly, we were shocked. And it's clear that in the 2009 confirmation hearings, where he was nominated to become constitutional court judge, no one picked up on the fact that he had made some pretty remarkable judgments that fundamentally go against women's rights.
Now, some of your main concerns involve marital rape cases. Would you tell us about that?
Sure. So between 2001 and 2007, in four different cases that we've unearthed, so that doesn't mean there aren't more, but certainly four that we've been able to track down, Justice Mokgoeng essentially made it clear that it was his feeling that where a man has had sexual relations with a woman in the past, consensual sexual relations in the past, that precludes the possibility of him raping her in the future. Essentially, he was saying that although he recognized in a number of different cases that there was strong evidence that force had been used, that women had been raped, he felt that the sentences of the convicted rapists should be reduced because they had had previous sexual relations with those women. In one case, it was a case of a married man who raped his wife. In a number of other cases, it had been men who had been lovers with women and then turned around and raped them.
Now, I'm just going to read one quote from a judgment. This was reported in the Mail and Guardian. He is quoted as saying, "This is a man whose wife joined him in bed, clad in panties and a nightgown, a nightdress. When life was still normal between them, they would ordinarily have made love. The appellant must, therefore, have been sexually aroused when his wife entered the blankets. The desire to make love to his wife must have overwhelmed him." What's your reaction to this judgment?
In 1993, South Africa passed a law which made marital rape illegal, like many countries in the world. Until then, you know, in everyone's mind, this notion that men had a right to have sex with their wives, whether women wanted it or not, was there. But clearly, by 1993, that had not been the case. I think the case you're referring to happened in 2004, about then. It's deeply, deeply worrying and dismaying that a judge with views that are antithetical to the values enshrined in our Constitution would be nominated for Chief Justice. It's our sense that because neither the civic sector nor, it seems, the Judicial Services Commission nor the President were aware of this before this week, it's our sense that a grave error has been made, but that we're hopeful that on September 3rd, when the hearings are held to confirm him in the position, that the Judicial Services Commission will, in fact, correct this mistake.